You are listening to Ancient Voices, brought to you by Seven Stones Radio.
Hello, welcome to Ancient Voices on Seven Stones Radio. I am Amber Highland. Thank you for joining me. Today, I would like to share thoughts and views about how we use our voices and the importance of exercising our fifth chakra. The fifth chakra is also known as the throat chakra and is located at the base of our throats. The throat chakra is all about communication. We are verbal beings. We currently live in a culture dominated by word, and I feel that there is a current that flows through these times that thrives and even preys on gossip and untruths, and actively encourages citizens to misrepresent facts and to talk about other people. I feel it can be said that what has become a societal norm due to news conglomerates and social media is causing blocks to our fifth chakra. When our center of communication is clear, we are able to express truth without worrying about what others think. When our fifth chakra is blocked or weak, we feel anxious about how other people will react to our views and are likely to censor ourselves. On a personal level, a weakened throat chakra can limit our ability to clearly hear our own inner voice and respond appropriately to its needs. When a person speaks, they create something that extends beyond their own being. The thought that they had conceived, and which up until then had existed only within their mind, is now translated into words that depart their being and have vibrational influences on the world around them. Our word is powerful, and the way in which we speak our words has great influence and tremendous impact on our lives. When our fifth chakra is clear, it brings about clear communication and creative expression. You feel confident in expressing your feelings, your creativity, and saying what you really mean. The two-way energy flow between you and others is greatly enhanced. In fact, the two-way energy flow between you and your own body begins to improve as well. Kabbalah Center co-director and luminary author Yehuda Berg wrote, "Words are singularly the most powerful force available to humanity. We can choose to use this force constructively with words of encouragement or destructively using words of despair. Words have energy and power with the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble." An additional function of the throat chakra is the act of listening. This includes listening to the outer world with our physical ears, as well as listening to our internal world. When we focus attention eternally and listen to what our bodies are telling us, we begin to hear the truth of our own inner story. Body sensations carry meaning and a yearning to be heard. As we begin to hear our inner story, we experience a deeper resonance with our true self. Keeping our fifth chakra healthy is important so that we are able to speak out with ease when needed to support and protect those around us as well as ourselves. When the throat chakra is overactive, it can make a person critical and judgmental about those around them. You may have encountered loud, domineering people who yell and shout and do not allow other people to talk in response. Such people tend to also be in disharmony with their own feelings. They are unable to listen or understand and make up for it by intellectualizing or overanalyzing or avoiding the vulnerability of emotions. Balancing and strengthening our communication core can be approached in a variety of ways, and some of them are as easy as drinking water and listening to music. Sit back and listen to some of my ideas and think of it as a smorgasbord. Maybe you want to try a few things, maybe you'll leave a few things on your plate, but give them a shot. Keep an open mind, put them into practice, and hopefully they will have a positive effect for you. Try reading portions of your journal aloud to yourself. Read stories to children. Read stories to each other. My partner and I read to each other, and not only are we exercising our voices when we do so, but we're also strengthening our bond. Try reading as a vocal performance. A Walk in the Dark has touched on this and referred listeners to explore Project Gutenberg. For those of you who may not be familiar with what that is, Project Gutenberg is a volunteer effort to digitize and archive cultural works to, as their mission statement reads, encourage the creation and distribution of ebooks. It was founded in 1971 by American writer Michael S. Hart and is the oldest digital library. Currently, Project Gutenberg offers over 55,000 free ebooks, with most of these titles being the full texts of public domain works. Okay, back to our fifth chakra care. Stretch. Stretching improves the energetic flow throughout the entire body. To focus on your throat chakra, regularly do shoulder and neck rotations. You can do these while listening to music that makes you want to dance and sing. That's another effective part. Sing. Sing for yourself. Sing for others. Keep a dream journal. When you are having difficulty expressing yourself during your waking hours, sometimes we are able to express ourselves very well in our dreams. Writing them down helps us to see the messages and gain clarity about how to speak our truths and move closer to our true selves. Although it may seem counterintuitive to stop talking in order to relieve a blocked throat chakra, the time you spend in silence will likely bring you a great deal of calm and clarity. Pay attention to how you speak to yourself. Are the words degrading and damaging, or do your words elevate and encourage? Be mindful of the words you use during the day. Each word vibrates at its own frequency, and those frequencies affect each living being around them. Drink water. Drink plenty of filtered or purified water. Drink water. Stay hydrated. Engage in creative acts. Creativity unlocks our inner wisdom and opens channels for our communication with the divine. When spirit wants to speak with and through us, often it will tap into our energetic system via clairaudience and our throat muscles in order to communicate. Clairaudient abilities are housed by the energetic center of the fifth chakra, which is responsible for you speaking your truth clearly and hearing clearly the truth of others. Remember, the throat chakra is the center of communication. Balancing it can help you reconnect with your true nature and make you feel safe enough to express it. A balanced fifth chakra can also help you get in touch with personal desires and feelings that you may have suppressed and forgotten. Get creative, express yourself, listen, and please remember to speak well of yourself and others. Thank you for listening. I am Amber Highland. This has been Ancient Voices, brought to you by Seven Stones Radio. I wish you peace and grace.